95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Welcome to hour number three of Morning Sports Beat for your Thursday. This is Our Take on Sports, and today we're going to be focused quite a bit on the NCAA tournament, which obviously got underway with the, whatever you want to call them, the play-in games for the 16s, a couple of the 16s and a couple of the 11s already this week. We're just going to pretend with our brackets that we already know. A couple of the games have been played. As we're doing this right now, I'll admit right now it's Wednesday morning, so the games that were Wednesday night, we're just going to take a wild guess at.
But
the other ones we know for sure that Kansas State and Mount St. Mary's advanced. So we got those going for us. So I'm Mike Alarney along with Johnny Reinhardt, Hunter Steven, and Brock Havens this morning.
Yo, yo, yo.
And so let's just let's just jump right in. Now, you guys have already filled out some brackets because over on Rock 107 WIRX, you guys have a internal thing going between the two of you and Benny.
That's right. The loser is going to take a basketball to the gonads.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
I hope for Benny's sake he does not lose because you guys haze him enough.
You know, I was telling Brock this morning, if Benny loses, we're going to have to throw the basketball at his stomach because his balls haven't dropped yet.
Oh! All right.
My gosh.
All right.
Wow.
I need the 7-second delay.
Yeah. we meant his basketballs. Yes. Basketballs.
Right. How do you guys go through your brackets when you're thinking about this stuff? Because I'll admit, I don't watch a lot of college basketball for the fact that a lot of times those AP rankings and all that stuff, the top 25, all that stuff during the season doesn't matter because once you get to the tournament, everything changes.
Oh, you always got a bracket buster.
Oh, yeah.
There's always some team that just literally ruins everybody's bracket, and that's what you got to just guess right. That's what I do. I just try and have a gut feeling. Like these teams that played Wednesday night are moving on, those, you know, last seeds. You never know. Sometimes they're hot. You got these other teams that are sitting. Even though they're number two or number one seed, the chances aren't that likely, but it can happen.
Yeah.
And that just ruins so many people's brackets for the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is I've always wanted a 16 to beat a 1. And they've even said that this is a good year for that to happen because a lot of these number one seeds are pretty good, and they deserve the number one seed, but there's some really good 16 seed ones, but I don't know how Mount St. Mary's is going to end up beating somebody like Villanova, but we'll just have to wait and see. But should I start going through my bracket?
Sure,
because I already filled out my bracket.
Yeah, I'm filling mine out right now as we speak.
As far as what is this region? The East region, Villanova is pretty much going to go all the way through.
Mm-hmm. See, now I got Wisconsin upsetting Villanova.
Oh, do you?
Oh, really?
I do. Now, again, I'm a Wisconsin boy, so I am a Wisconsin fan to a fault where even when I know the chances, but Wisconsin also got a pretty bad seed, in my opinion.
Yeah, they
because
did.
They got to take on Virginia Tech, which is going to be a tough game, and then taking on Villanova, which is a pretty much guarantee against Mount St. Mary's.
Well, and didn't the Badgers went all the way to the Big Ten Championship, didn't they?
Yeah, but they lost to Michigan.
But they lost to Michigan, but still.
Yeah, badly to Michigan.
To get something like a number 8 seed still is kind of ridiculous, in my thought.
And then I got Florida. I got Virginia and Florida moving on. Florida taking on Wisconsin. Then I got Wisconsin beating Florida. That's my big sleeper there that I think will happen. I do.
It's a terrible bracket.
You've got Wisconsin over Florida.
I got Wisconsin over Florida, and then Baylor's going to be taking on Duke after they beat MSU, and then Duke will beat Wisconsin in the Elite Eight. That's what I got.
Okay. Wow. All right.
That's a good one.
On the east side. That's on the east region.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't even Hunter's bracket that he filled out. Just tell him who's in the finals.
We'll save you some time. We'll do the final four. The final four, I have Michigan playing UNC and New Mexico State playing Florida.
Oh my.
Wow.
And then New Mexico State playing UNC in the finals. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, Mike.
If that's right, I will literally never do any other bracket ever again because it just means nothing at this point.
My bracket risk is 72.98%.
I was just going to ask you about that because the cool thing is the Siemens Bracket Challenge that's at WSJMSports.com. It gives you the whole entire thing. So, like, it's when you're making your picks, whether it's the first round or the fourth round, it starts that little percentage of,
okay,
this is your risk. My risk is at 24%. So 72%, that's pretty risky, my friend.
And when I win, it's going to be that much better.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, and normally we've always got a 5 that upsets a 12, isn't it?
That happens a lot.
I'm sorry, a 12 upsetting a 5. I've got one. I've got Middle Tennessee over Minnesota.
Minnesota's a heck of a team.
They are.
I've got the same thing down in that region.
But Middle Tennessee last year as the 15 knocked off number 2 Michigan State.
Right. Yep. Do you think they do it again, though?
I think they can do it again, but then I've got them losing to Butler in the next round.
Yeah.
I got the same thing, yeah.
And back to the East, too. Another one that will probably, I think, will be an upset, Marquette beating number 7 North Carolina or South Carolina.
Yep,
I think Marquette comes to play, dude.
They do.
It's a small school,
yep,
but they come to play every single year.
That's where Dwayne Wade went to school.
Yeah.
So when he was, I remember when he was in the tournament, they went pretty far because of the fact that he was such a good player, but he also had a lot of great players around him. Plus their head coach, which I believe is now the head coach of Indiana. I think he was coach. I think he was the coach at the time for Marquette. So, I mean,
Indiana
just had a good team.
One and done in the NIT. They're already out.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Hmm. That is shocking.
I mean, as highly ranked as Indiana was at the start of the year, they wound up to just be a turd in the punch bowl this year.
Tumbled down. And that is another one of those preseason and middle of the season rankings mean absolutely nothing.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Because, I mean, you haven't had Gonzaga, who's now, you know, a number one seed still, but they got knocked off by BYU towards the end of the season. So it was like,
So, yeah, as I look
through
mine,
may not look good for them.
I've got 2 number one seeds in the Final Four. We've got Villanova and North Carolina. Those are the only two I've got making it all the way. I've got Kansas losing to Purdue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's, that's going to be a good game.
You know,
honestly,
Purdue played pretty well. They played Michigan, last week?
Yep.
And was it the semis or quarter?
I think it was the semis. One of the two.
But, man, their defense, absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
Michigan hardly get inside the 3-point line without somebody swarming them. It was their defense is incredible, man.
It is. As I look through my, a couple of weeks ago, last week, I made the pick that I thought Notre Dame was going to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
And just on a hunch of like, you know what, maybe they'll get hot. So I had to stick with that. I've got Notre Dame winning the national championship against my better judgment. I have them upsetting Gonzaga and then beating Arizona to move into the Final Four.
Notre Dame.
And then Notre Dame beating Villanova. I know. I don't think they're going to do it, but because I already called it, I've got it.
You're a religious man, aren't you there, Mike?
Not really.
That's
not my religion.
I will say this. Notre Dame has been, from what I've heard, is been better than they've been over the past few years.
Yeah.
And over the past few years, they've had a decent run
some Elite Eight runs.
So they have a good shot. But, I mean, like we were talking about with show-stopping defense kind of thing. I got West Virginia beating Gonzaga in the Sweet 16, I believe.
Yep.
And I got West Virginia going to the Final Four.
Is it Gonzaga or is it Gonzaga?
Gonzaga, tomato, tomato.
Gonzaga after I drink too much.
Yeah.
Gonzaga is one of the teams that they always, for years, have always been that team where you don't even need to watch college basketball, but they always will make their run through the tournament. And they are a very good team this year, but I just see – the way that BYU even played with them, they can be stopped by a good defense.
Yep.
And they get down, drive the lane and everything, but, they don't have a ton of outside shooters to really, put the score up really high. So if they got good defense, like West Virginia going against them.
I got Gonzaga winning the whole thing. I got them taking on Kansas in the finals, 69-58. They're going to win that game.
Wow.
I got Notre Dame, North Carolina for the national championship.
Wow. That is impressive.
I've got North Carolina obviously beating Texas Southern, then beating Seton Hall by beating Arkansas. Then North Carolina over Butler after Butler disposes of Middle Tennessee.
Yep.
And then the bottom part of the South bracket, I've got Kansas State upsetting Cincinnati, an 11 over a 6. I've got UCLA over Kent State. I mean, come on, that's easier picks.
That's
right,
what I'm saying. UCLA, we really haven't talked much, and I think UCLA is going to make it to the Final Four. Yep. I think they will, and they got a heck of a game against Kentucky.
Yeah, they do
in the Sweet 16, mm-hmm,
possibly.
But yeah, possibly.
I've got Wichita State knocking off Kentucky.
That's boy. I don't know about that, Mike. I don't know about that, buddy.
That's a guess. That's again.
I love it. We're going through this whole entire bracket, just all over the place. But
hold on, hold that thought for the next segment because we are up against the end of this one.
Okay.
Like I said, we're going to talk a couple of segments about the NCAA tournament. This is Morning Sports Beat, our take on sports on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Morning Sports Beat, and our take on sports. And right before the break, Johnny, we were talking there about. I believe we were talking about UCLA, Wichita State, and in the South bracket. So what you got?
That bracket, the bracketologists that do this for a living, they're great. But I think people should really be looking at our brackets because these are fantastic brackets.
Okay.
With teams like Wichita State, they're always one of those upset teams, no matter what they're ranked at. But I don't know if they can beat Kentucky. I don't know.
It's just it's just a guess, just a hunch. Then I got them obviously losing to UCLA and UCLA North Carolina in that matchup there for the South region. That to me is going to be a heck of a good game right there if we get to that point.
And we got to look at too. UCLA has the most championships any college, and that says something about.
And they've
their
got
program.
Some really good players. They've got a freshman or something like that. He's also got a younger brother that's just tearing it up in high school.
Is
right
that
now.
That video
is
of that
Ball,
kid just
or is his last name Ball? I think
everywhere.
Or something.
I don't know.
I think so.
But yeah, just fantastic. So you've got some really good players, and you noticed that. I mean, with back when Steph Curry was in college, when he was playing for a Davidson, I believe. When he was playing for Davidson. He was tearing it up, and they were one of those Cinderella teams that made it all the way to, I believe, the Elite Eight, and it's because of a good player like that. And so UCLA's looking good. I mean, I got UCLA going all the way to the championship.
Okay.
Especially with college basketball, I just think it's all about momentum, man.
It really is.
Once you get the ball rolling, you just see teams roll over teams just purely overconfidence and momentum.
And you are in the maize and blue today.
Yeah.
What do you think of the momentum? Has it been stopped they had that great momentum, did Michigan going through the Big Ten tournament?
I mean, obviously, they've been playing good recently. Big Ten champions, they do have the momentum. It's just tough, man, going into a tournament like this, having a few days off, which is good because they played so many games in a row.
And honestly, outside of, like, the West, I think, in my opinion, the West is probably the weakest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's still some good ones, but there's so many that have so many powerhouses. When it comes in Michigan, I mean, they got a lot of people that Kansas is in there, Oregon, Louisville is it? I mean, like that's a
very tough. Yeah. I'd say probably one of the toughest regions right now is that.
Why is Minnesota in the South bracket?
Oh, no. To me, I wish that they would set these brackets up the way that the region is actually set up.
Yeah. Why are there games in the South region being played in Indianapolis and Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Milwaukee. Sorry.
First rounds in Indianapolis,
we're not
right?
worthy.
Yeah.
One of the first rounds, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. So I think Kentucky's going to make a lot of noise. I think UCLA, though. So what I say, UCLA, Gonzaga, Duke, and Kansas in the Final Four. And I think we're going to see some great basketball.
You know what the game's being so close to? I was thinking about actually going to a few of these games. I heard it's cheap. I heard it's not that much money, really. And you get like three games. You buy a ticket and you get to watch like three or four games.
Yeah.
Indianapolis isn't that far away.
Yeah.
You know.
And then isn't round two in Chicago or something?
One of the regions, I believe, is playing in Chicago.
Looking right now.
We should go to Orlando. I don't want to. Let's go
then,
where it's
then we can
warm,
golf.
Man. Yeah, then we can golf. I don't want to go to the game. Let's just go to Orlando and we'll go golf, man.
Yeah, no problem. I like that sound.
It'll be interesting to see. And again, it's the same thing for me. The March championship, really what it boils down to is just like fantasy football.
Right.
Because you can do all the research.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't
matter.
It doesn't because there always is. I'm trying to think of the recent past where there's been a bracket that's like, okay, yeah, it's all number one teams in the Final Four. I mean, right. Can you guys really
recall anything? No, I can't.
There's always one that messes something up that kicks a team out right away.
Yep. This might be a dumb question, but has anybody ever gotten a perfect bracket?
I don't think so.
No. Because Warren Buffett would have paid him, man. How long has he been doing that?
Yeah, a couple years.
Like 11 years, I think he's been doing it. Yeah. And you know what? He said, forget that. You know, it's too the odds are too great of you losing. So he said the top 32, if you get that right, give you $1 million, man.
Wow.
I think that's just for his employees.
Well, we do know at this point.
He's got a lot of employees.
We do know at this point Hunter will not win that because he picked New Mexico State.
Hey, man, they're going to win.
Hey, you just wait because that is the thing. And I was going to talk about this.
They got New Mexico State out in the first round of Baylor.
Come on.
What do you think is the formula for these Cinderella teams? Like, why does it always happen where there's that upset that happens with, like, the 12 and the 5 and things like that? Why are those teams doing
that? It's with any sport. It's the lack of motivation on the team that they're playing.
Right.
When you got a team like, let's just use number one Villanova, number 16 Mount St. Mary's, okay? Mm-hmm. Villanova is going into this game thinking they already have it in the bag. Now, they may say that they don't. They may say, oh, no, we're going to approach this like any other game. We're ready to go. Mentally, those players know they are a better caliber team, but that doesn't mean that they're going to come up and if basketball is a little different than football because football, if you start slow, a good chance you're not going to finish fast.
Right.
Unless you're the Patriots, of course. I'm surprised Hunter didn't pipe up with that one.
I had to preempt him.
If Tom Brady was playing on Michigan's basketball team right
now,
they
would win. All the balls would be flat, and they would win. But I think it's all a mental thing, and especially with young kids like this. You know that they're going into this game cocky. They're going into it.
Right.
We're number one. We're the number one seed. We got to take on number 16 seed. Oh, big whoop.
Yeah, they're already looking to the third round of who their matchups may be. So, and like we were saying, with these games, they're right on top of each other. Mm-hmm. Unlike football or any other sport, you have zero preparation time.
Yep.
I mean, you're looking at six different game films because you're looking at everybody in your region, especially if you're a team like they're just the number one seed that you think, okay, it's in the bag.
Yep. They may be focusing ahead.
They're
definitely looking past
these number 16s, these number 14s that they're going to end up taking on because they just like, we're going to make it to the championship.
Well, with basketball, too, I just feel like it's easier to have a cold night.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you're playing so many games. Like, you're not going to kill it every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, with football, you have time to prepare.
A little bit of time.
With these games being back to back to back, I mean, you're going to have a cold night.
Yeah, right.
You just hope the other team has a cold night as well. And I think that's why sometimes you see, number 12 seed,
exactly.
New Mexico State.
And that's why I have New Mexico State in the finals.
What is the New Mexico State mascot?
I have no idea. You know what I did? Honestly, just because it's the odds of getting a perfect bracket are so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just went down, click, 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 click. I'd see a team that I was like, yeah, they're pretty good. I'll pick them, but click, 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 click.
Oh, they got hot cheerleaders. I'm going to pick them.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
I like the mascot here, or hey, I like the color blue, so I'm going to go with teams that wear blue all the way through it.
Yeah.
And those are the people that win the whole damn thing in the office pools, too,
It's just like with the Super Bowl, with the people that when you wear the white jersey or something like that, it's the team, the odds of winning. But another theory is going off of just who their mascot is.
Yeah.
They're a white tiger? Okay. They're going to beat a gopher?
Yeah, that's right. In a real life scenario.
In a real life scenario.
Right, right.
Well, in a death match of animals.
Oh, man. We're going to continue with this because why not? We're having a good time with it. We'll be back with more on Morning Sports Beat and our take on sports as we do some bracketology this morning on your Thursday. This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Morning Sports Beat to reset. Mike Alarney, Johnny Reinhardt, Brock Havens, and Hunter Steven.
How you doing?
So I haven't revealed this yet. My Final Four, because Brock's given his. So I've got Villanova in the East. I got Notre Dame in the West. Got North Carolina in the South. And my upset special, I've got, and I need to turn in my Sparty card now. I've got Michigan in the Final Four. And I've got Michigan beating Purdue to get there.
Wow.
I got Purdue over Kansas. I do have Michigan State winning one game. They'll beat Miami, and then Kansas will destroy them.
Mm. Yeah.
So, but I don't see the momentum carrying on for Michigan all the way. I've got North Carolina beating them, and then Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Michigan State beating Miami as well. And but yeah, then Kansas will probably make mincemeat of those guys pretty easy. No offense, Michigan State fans, but that's probably what's going to happen.
No, it's not a good MSU team. Congratulations to them on 20 years.
Who do you have? You got Miami making it all the way to?
Yeah. Right.
I got Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, Miami.
Isn't even in the bracket.
I got the Final Four. I got Michigan, UNC, UNC winning that game. Then New Mexico State playing Florida. I have New Mexico State winning that. In the finals, New Mexico State and UNC, I have winning that game. I have Tom Brady and the New England Patriots taking it all.
Why not?
Taking it all.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is it, and with that bracket, and honestly, it's not so far-fetched. Like we talked about, you don't know what's going to happen in these tournaments. But what kills me, whenever you do an office pool with your buddies. Mm-hmm. You know who it is? It's Becky from accounting that ends up winning the whole thing.
Who has never seen a college basketball
game.
Right. It's
never.
Because she's picking it on the team colors or the mascot.
Exactly. So really that's what you should do. Because, you know, you put all this time and effort into it. What do you get? You get Becky from accounting winning it all.
Did they win the Super Bowl?
Yeah. I'm so excited for the Super Bowl.
The World Series is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the purple team.
Yeah. Sports ball.
Speaking of the purple team, I do have Northwestern winning their opening round game against Vanderbilt. Is the Wildcats are in for the very first time ever.
Wow. And I bet you that could do something for them. They're probably going to be amped up, but they could play fast, and they could play sloppy. That's the other thing, too.
Right.
They may be trying to win it on every shot.
It's all adrenaline. It could go either way.
Yeah. But that's the first time they've ever made it.
They've never made the tournament before now.
Wow.
Yeah. Then you think back, it's really similar. This run for them, to me, it's similar to when before you guys were around and watching sports, when Northwestern won the Big Ten in football in 95 and went to the Rose Bowl for the first time since the 40s.
Yeah, well, they've had ever since then, though, a pretty solid.
Ever since then, they've been decent in football.
But never in basketball, huh?
Never before. So.
Wait, didn't you say the Coloma Comets were going to make?
That was my second pick.
Yeah, they got some good players on that team.
But
so.
Yeah. But no, it's an exciting time. You got a lot of talent going through here. It's just it's anybody's tournament at this point.
And anybody's guess as well. I mean, that's the great thing about doing these pools is just that, you know, it's all for fun and it gets people involved, gets people to pay a little bit of attention to it. You know, people like me and Johnny, who really I follow a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'll see how Michigan State's doing. I'll kind of watch how Michigan's doing.
Look at some box scores here and there. Yeah.
But other than that, until the conference tournaments, I don't care.
Yeah.
And you guys watch the NBA?
A little bit here and there.
So you watch NBA more than college, you would
say? No, I watch college more than the NBA.
Yeah.
See, I like college basketball more than professional basketball.
Yeah.
Because professional basketball, it's like these guys are at such a caliber that it's not even – they're not even trying for God's sake.
They don't play defense.
Yeah, and they don't. No, it's a scoring it's a scoring battle. That's what you know. What I was looking because I kind of had to guess on the final score, so I went and looked back at the last 20 years of final scores, and it's amazing. It's 69-58. Mm-hmm. I mean, heck, the who just beat the Pistons just lost, and the team that beat them was double that score in the at the final score. It was like 128. It was almost double. What I picked for the final score in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever felt like this about college basketball? They just need to slow it down just a little bit. I feel like they're just pressing the ball constantly, man.
Yeah, it's a fast-paced game.
It is extremely fast-paced.
It's the same thing with college football, because when you look at college football games, which is so weird. College football games, you got scores of like 62-58.
Yep.
Like, it's nuts. But that's a really fast-paced game.
Yep.
It is. And that's, because you got, future accountants and future, bankers and stuff that are playing college football that don't go to the pros. So you get that. It's not at the same caliber. But.
Well, and we've talked about in previous weeks that, the NBA needs to do something to kind of liven things up. And I think a cool thing would be is to go
set the ball on fire like in
NBA Jam. No, is
boom,
go,
shakalaka.
Is go full tournament style, all teams, where there were 20, whatever, how many teams, just – clear the board and just seed them all 1-16 or whatever. And
NBA tournament?
And do an NBA tournament.
That would
way.
Be pretty cool.
Because you get all these teams that, it's just like in baseball and all that, where if you start out slow with all these 82 games or whatever you're playing, you get behind.
Yeah.
And so you to try and get into the top eight in the playoffs, it's very hard.
Well, and that's a good point, Coos. I think that's the big draw for this tournament is because you do have Cinderella stories. You have teams that you would never expect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's been the front runners the last, you know, 5 years for the NBA Finals? You got the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
Now
Golden
you got
State,
Golden State.
Yeah.
I mean, you just it's like the same stuff. No
right.
one cares.
And you don't see those other teams that never make the playoffs. But, I mean, you got teams like Kansas and UNC and all these teams that are in their tournament every single year, but they're in the same bracket as, you know, all Jacksonville State and things like that.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool when you've got these teams that are from middle of nowhere, middle of Tennessee or whatever.
Well, and teams like Marquette, you know, which is, I mean, that's a small, I'm pretty sure that's a private college.
It's a private
school. You know, of course, they got a little money there to, you know, make a decent program. Not that they're paying the players, but you know, you got teams like that that can actually come in and make some noise that you would not expect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so
exciting. Yeah,
it's a lot better. It's a lot better. So that and those college cheerleaders, man. Wait, what?
No, you mean the mascots. The mascots.
I mean the mascots.
Yeah,
they're cool.
Those sexy mascots. I mean cool mascots. Oh, man.
It just got weird.
Yeah, it did.
HR's online, too.
They got to see me in the office again. Come
on. Yeah.
Are there any other sports going on right now? Because, I mean, college basketball is the only thing. Yeah,
baseball.
Spring training and hockey. And I do want to talk some hockey with Brock to close out this show because Brock went to Joe Louis Arena on our bus trip. On the 12th, and I want to get his thoughts. His first pro hockey game you've been to, right?
It was my first one.
What a touch base with you on that one. But let's just go around the room here. You kind of recap your national championship game and the final score. We'll start with Johnny.
All right, so my final four, I have Villanova, West Virginia, Oregon, and UCLA. A final,
four,
I have
picks.
Villanova and UCLA. I can't remember what I put for the score.
Okay.
It's not on this piece of paper.
All right.
So it's
somewhere
it's a toss
in the 60s
up.
And the 50s.
So I think it was like 62-58 or something like that. Close game.
Seems legit.
Down to the wire.
Seems legit. And you got Nova winning that? Or?
Nova winning it at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I'll just keep it simple. I have UNC winning.
All right.
Yep. Final score, 168 to...
No. 168 to three touchdowns by Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I got UNC winning. I think they're going to take it all. And I think I said like 72-68.
Okay. I think that's reasonable.
Mr. Havens, what you got?
I got Gonzaga, Kansas in the championship. Gonzaga going to win that bad boy 69-58. It's going to be a heck of a matchup, but I think at the end they are going to come. I think it'll be close up until the last bit.
So I've got a higher final score than the rest of y'all. I got Villanova, Notre Dame, Michigan, and North Carolina, with Notre Dame and North Carolina for the title. The Irish 81, the Tar Heels 77.
Wow.
A shootout.
Dang. Shit is. That's going to be a shootout.
Is it possible for Michigan and Notre Dame to be in the finals?
Yes.
Yes.
It is. They could wind up playing each other.
That'd be pretty cool.
Do you want to change your bracket?
I
think I am going to change my bracket.
You're stuck with that 70.
You've already
75%,
printed it out.
Yeah, 75% risk.
Does Gonzaga still have that bulldog as their mascot? The actual bulldog.
The actual bulldog.
Ugga.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it? What is it, like Ugga 9 now or something?
Something like that. Yeah, that dog's died numerous times. All the beer they feed it after the victory parties, man.
Can you imagine being like the caretaker of that dog?
That'd be great.
Like, dude, you're in charge of the dog.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get that job? Can I apply for that job?
No
That'd
kidding.
Be the coolest job ever.
You know, we got to make some side bets on how many times that dog poops on the side.
Yeah, because, you know, you get all the side bets during, like, the playoffs NFL and during the Super Bowl. So why can't we just make up weird bets
March
Madness?
Side bets. Yeah, I think that'd be good. Right.
How many players will gruesomely break their leg during the tournament?
Oh, man, what was it, last year or the
year
before?
Last year.
Was that was the most disgusting. Yeah.
Oh,
most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
The sound of that.
Yeah.
It topped the Joe Theismann leg break.
Yeah.
Mike got distracted by the snow outside.
Oh, snow.
Ooh, pretty.
Squirrel.
Yeah, let's not break any legs this time. That was not fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was pretty disgusting.
Yeah. Gruesome stuff.
Any bones sticking out of your leg.
Drunk fans falling off the top tier. Are we going to have that happen at
all? Can they not cut the net down? I think that's boring. to watch.
It is.
No,
it
you
is.
Know what we need to
they
change.
They need to do something cool.
My biggest
that.
Thing with basketball is how slow the last 30 seconds are.
The last 2 minutes of a game takes 15, 20 minutes.
It's so bad. It's just foul after foul, and it's like, oh, my God. They need to change that.
And everybody saves their timeouts for the last little bit. I mean, football they do, too, but it seems to go a little faster.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
See, if I were the head coach of the championship team, here's what I would do.
Of New Mexico State.
Of New Mexico State. When I win it all, thanks to Tom Brady, as my coming off the bench with 40 points, I would totally Bobby Knight punt the ball into the stands.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yes.
And I mean, one lucky fan's going home with the game ball.
Yeah. And a black eye.
Yeah, I think that'd be the coolest thing.
Or I'd totally run our test, go up to find somebody rooting for the other team and just, you, boom.
Just punch him.
Bobby Knight, though, man. Classic. Talk about
classic.
Epic coach.
I love Bobby Knight.
Tossing chairs into the gameplay.
Man, that guy is.
Choking players.
Even lately has just completely lost it.
Oh, he has. I mean, he has. They don't make him like that anymore.
Somebody was telling me about something that he recently said in an interview with, was it Dan Patrick or something like that? And I was like, do you expect anything less?
No.
It's Bobby Knight.
He's a loose cannon.
The guy lost it a long time ago.
Yeah, he did.
You
make
a team practice around a pizza box full of turds or something like that?
Oh, man.
It's in the movie Hoosiers, isn't it?
No. All right. That's a good stopping
Wrong
point.
Movie. What are you doing?
We'll be back with more and wrap things up after this. This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Our last little bit of our take on sports on Morning Sports Beat. I'm Mike, along with Johnny, Brock, and Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. And I think we've beaten the NCAA tournament to death so far this hour. So let's move on and let's talk some hockey.
Little skate, puck.
So Brock, what did you, obviously you know coming? You are a transplant to this region, so we don't expect you to be a diehard Detroit Red Wings fan like our friend Dave Wolf, but. Your thoughts on your one and only trip to Joe Louis Arena.
Yes, it was fantastic. And Dave, I'm sure, can send an email about the experience to everybody.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And see, being from Wisconsin, we didn't have
the Admirals. That's it, man.
Yeah.
And college hockey.
And college hockey. And you know what? I've been to plenty of Badgers games, a lot of fun. Mostly that's about drinking beer. I mean, if you sit in the student section, you're having a great time.
Wait, they
serve
beer at Wisconsin games?
Well, we had beer there.
Oh, okay. All right.
let me be clear.
Okay.
We had beer there.
All right.
Whether they brought it or they had it available.
All right. All right.
But I tell you what a going in there, going into Joe Louis Arena and seeing all the pennants. What would you call it? Would those be
banners?
Yeah, the banners.
Championship banners.
Dude, what a cool environment. Mm-hmm. You know, the fans were just great, and they ended up losing to the Rangers. I think 4-1 was the final score.
This is a forgettable season.
But it was a really really fun experience. It's so fast. Like that's a fast game, and like. I know very luckily we had one of our guys on the bus trip. He was dealing with my constant questions about so what is that? Wait, what happened there? What happened there? I was a little upset. No fights. There wasn't any fights.
No
fights
at all.
There was a little bit of scuffles here and there, but it was a really, really great time. And actually, Kiki, my wife, it was her first professional hockey game as well. And I could see myself, you know, I don't know though. Is it kind of split here? Is it Blackhawks and
it's a split between Blackhawks and Red Wings around here. You get 30 miles further east and it's all Red Wings.
All Red Wings.
I'm a Blackhawks fan.
Yeah, Blackhawks fan. I guess
get out.
You get out of here. You shut your mouth. But it was really cool, man, and definitely something that I hope to see more of. It's fun. That's a fun sport.
It's probably one of the coolest things to watch. And I was having a conversation with my brother the other day about, you know, all the official that are in every single sport, all the mistakes and things that are made, all the instant replays and all that. And he said, you know who has the best officials in all sports?
Hockey. Oh, it's the NHL.
Hockey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's like, they barely make any mistakes.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny little black puck on ice that is moving 100 miles an hour all over the place, and they barely make any bad calls.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's it was, and actually, I can't believe how quick the game got over.
Yeah.
I mean, because again, there's not a whole lot of breaks in there and everything
right,
like
there's
that.
There's the period between the three periods.
But I will say, following that puck, I remember the days. Remember when Fox.
The glow puck.
The glow puck.
I hated glow puck.
And as a kid, I was like, this is so cool. Look at that. I can follow it. And on the little tiny tube TV, just watching this pixelated blue or whatever color. Yeah.
Why did they get rid of the glow puck?
Because the glow puck was bad.
Why didn't you like it?
Yeah, but nowadays, I mean, they've got the what, like five different lines now in football.
Yep. Yeah.
This is the first down line. This is the line of scrimmage line. Right. And this is the line that you're not supposed to cross.
Yes, right. And then, you know, IndyCar, you'll have the face of the driver on the track who's leading. You can't trust what you see anymore.
Yeah.
Grand Moff Tarkin was in Rogue One, and he's been dead since whenever.
And they got the box that follows him too. It's like, you get that out of the way. I'm trying to watch the race.
Have they gotten to a point yet where they're starting to put cameras on hockey players, and so you could see from the perspective of a hockey player? Because that would be cool.
That would be cool, like a helmet camera.
That would be cool. That would be very cool.
Or goalie cam or something. I mean, I know they have the goal cam, but
what I love about hockey is that it's still very primal in its state.
Yeah.
They still, I mean, obviously it's a lot different than guys playing without helmets, you know, and that wasn't even that long ago. I mean, maybe the 90s?
End of the 90s, the last guy, Craig McTavish, was the last one to play without a helmet.
I think
he retired in the 90s, yeah.
And you know what? That to me is, I think it's still very primal in what hockey is. They haven't changed it with a lot of crazy stuff. I know there's been rule changes and things they've done, but it's still guys out there that are tough, hard-nosed, super skilled. And it was a lot of fun, man. I had a great time. Yeah. And it's sad to see the Joe go, but, you know, it was great.
I'm a Wings fan. I'm looking forward to the new arena. I'm not that attached to Joe Louis Arena, even though they won several Stanley Cups playing there. But you know what? Yeah, let's get a new barn, see how it's going to look. That's going to wrap us up for this week's edition of Our Take on Sports. I'd like to thank Hunter and Johnny and Brock for popping over here, taking some time away from their morning shows. And
hockey fight in the parking lot.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
Oh, man, somebody's going to Happy Gilmore somebody out there.
I tried to stab somebody with my skate one time.
There you go. This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.